a segment for this? How do you make a cup of coffee?
Yeah, we
did. The right way?
Yep. Uh-huh. I had no idea.
All right, we'll kick it off with that. Hey, welcome to Let's Get Into It.
Woo!
We are here with our good pal Milo. How you doing, Milo?
I'm all
right. We got a segment to kick you off right from the top. Nick is going to take us through how to make coffee the right way.
It's not that interesting.
Well, it better be, because that's how we're opening the show.
I drink tea, but my wife drinks coffee.
So you're right, this is terrible.
I put on a kettle, and so I do pour over for her. She doesn't care about pour over. She'd be happy with machine coffee, but it's just
the easiest
way.
And that's the water goes over the beans.
Yeah.
Just whole beans? Oh, you grind them.
Grind the beans, put the water over it.
Hi, I'm Tim.
Whole beans.
I don't know. I don't drink coffee. No, I'm listening. This is good. This is good stuff.
We don't have a coffee grinder because they're very expensive.
Nice.
But that
that's relatable. No, this is good stuff.
Well, what do you mortar and pestle them?
So we just buy grounds.
Oh.
Which gets stale pretty quickly. Yeah. Again, I don't think she cares, but I care that she's not getting the best coffee.
Yeah,
she could.
You're a good
Wait,
man.
You're I have a question. What do you keep them in that they're getting stale so quickly?
Well, just a little jar, but they just okay. they still the jar's not as big as the bags of coffee we
is it
buy.
Sealed the jar
also it is
it's like a bell jar where you can screw it on or
you can't
clamp
screw
it
on
shut
a, I think a bell jar is like the Rose in the Beauty and the Beast. You can't clamp it. I think it just ping
right
like a mason jar.
Yeah, I meant a ball jar.
Oh, a ball jar.
Yeah, that's on me.
Basically.
First mistake's on me. I'll put it on the board.
Generic glass container.
Okay.
Right. First mistake.
Yep.
Jason.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Where do the whiteboards go?
Jason, what's up with these leadoff bits, man? What's going on?
Just sussing out the room. Little jabs here and there. See who's feeling punchy. You wanna take a crack at opening this thing off with fire?
I'd rather just criticize others if
no?
that's okay.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay. No, why don't you?
No.
I'll set you up for something nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we'll open this up with some real fire. We'll show them how to open a show up, all right?
Let's do it.
Hey, so kids shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out right now. But they're not for us. They're for kids, huh?
Well, yeah, like baby goats, right?
Tim, this isn't your moment.
Oh, sorry.
Take us through the world of kids' shows. What should we be watching? What should we not be watching? It's a little segment called Milo's Kitty Corner.
Oh, man, I don't know about this anymore.
Well, the music has already played, so it's a segment.
Welcome to Milo's Kitty Corner.
Thank
where
you.
I take you through all of the hottest content for kids now that you should make your kids watch.
Hot, sweaty content. In Milo's Kitty Corner, sweaty secret content that up until now no one else has known about, and now you're cracking that open and confessing it to the world. What do you got?
Yeah, Peppa Pig's not good.
Is that slang for something? Is that like a British thing with butts?
Well, no. Peppa Pig is a British show, but it is about a pig. Oh, actually, this is a kind of funny thing. So, like, blogs were, you know.
I'm going to put you down for one mistake. All right, yeah. We're at one apiece.
All right. Mistake.
Well,
Milo.
The fun thing is that, like, so I used to work for this children's show on YouTube, and like the parenting world is like full of blogs and full of people just telling other people how to live and like airing out their tiny little anxieties like on comment boards. So there's like all these like Christian ones, and then there's like dads that are trying to be woke. And then, which is a great variety of person. And then, like, butthurt dad's trying to be woke, too. So Peppa Pig, actually, the daddy pig in Peppa Pig is, like, he's a real fool. He, like, messes everything up all the time. And, like, you know, like, his wife is, like, way more put together than he is. And Peppa is, like, way smarter. And her brother's kind of just, like, a pig pen.
And Peppa's a little boy pig.
No, she's a girl pig.
Okay.
Peppa means Philippa, and it's a British slang for Philippa. So calling her, she's Peppa. And then they, like, you know, so, and her brother is like just like hell on wheels.
What's her brother's name?
I forget. Okay. I didn't, why?
Is that a British name too?
It's something like that. It's all like, right. You know, Clive, you know, great. Something like that. And so, but the dad, because the dad's such a moron, like everything that goes wrong in an episode of Peppa Pig is like the fruit born of the father's, you know, stupidity or something like that. So there's all these dads and these like dad blogs that are just calling out Peppa Pig for being like this misandrist monster work. And they're just like, well, at least you're blogging. I mean, it's like, you know, just sort of like, just exploring your feelings a little bit, you know, that kind of thing.
But see, this is like, why I don't think that dad should be allowed into mommy blog territory.
Yeah, it's
because
like,
it's a performance act.
It is a performance act.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm in a Facebook group right now for the release of my friend's book, Jessica Bennett. Her book is The Feminist Fight Club. It's a good book.
Oh, yeah. That got recommended to me on my Amazon.
She had updated something the other day, and so I went in to see how she was doing. And there's like a picture of her at a book signing. And I was like, hey, your book's doing good. And right under it was some fella who had shared a link to the remake of George Michael's Faith video that they just did with a whole new crop of supermodels.
It needed to be done.
Right. Like, and like, so going into this, my only opinion on that is, isn't that neat? It's an iconic video that had all the supermodels of yore. It's a gay culture thing. That's exciting. I looked at it. They did a good job of it, it seems. Hooray that happened again. And he shared it. And his comment was something like, more like the disgusting standards the beauty industry places on women, am I right? That was his only contribution. And I was like, okay, so this is wrong for a number of reasons. One is like, fuck you, this isn't your forum to gain like little jack-off points for like the feminists, yeah, like the thing that I put up.
Yeah.
And two, like, exactly. That's also totally off base. This is like not about misogynist cis male culture. This is about gay culture. This is like an entirely different celebration that has a whole different part of the trajectory of George Michael and gay culture and iconography and female beauty in this very specific way. This isn't, hey, everyone should be like wearing J. Crew like a skinny person. This is supermodels are bizarre feminine creatures that are artistic in their own way, and was one of the few places that they were celebrated in a cool fashion before and now, and you're spouting off to try to get some Feminist Fight Club points.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's like that when you, that part of it is always like kind of disgusting. Like any time that you can just tell that dudes are doing it just to try to, you know, gain their little points and that kind of thing. And there's like way better ways.
Ways to gain points.
No.
Take us through it.
Yeah. No.
Milo's gaining points and gaining poon corner.
No.
Let me take it from the top. Milo's gaining points and gaming poon corner.
Gaming poon.
That's the same thing.
That's actually worse, honestly.
No, I said gaming the second time.
Yeah, it makes it sound like that's even more disgusting.
Yeah, it's your corner, buddy. So
I didn't know.
All right, you want to go back to Milo's super hot kid corner?
Yeah, let's do this. Super hot sweaty kitty corner. actually that does remind me of a really fun story.
From
my time working with kids. So we did auditions for this shoot that I did last year in Nashville. And so I like flew down in like really early morning. We like did like all the auditions. The kids are like really talented people. Like they're super, super cool. And then like flew back later that night. So at this time, I actually didn't have any valid forms of ID. My driver's license had expired and my passport had expired.
But they let you work with kids anyway. Well, any responsible company would.
Well, they knew me before that.
Yeah.
But the thing was, is like, you can't fly if you don't have like
wings.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Sorry.
You know what this story needs is just a bump. A bump to have to get over.
That's your first mistake. Yeah. All right.
It's going on the board.
Nick, you're the only one who's flying without a mistake so far.
But like anyway, so like in New York, they just let me on the plane. They were just like, "Do you have a social security card and an expired license?" I was like, "Yeah, here you go." And like they were like, "Cool, get on the plane."
Really?
Yeah. It was really. It was kind of mind blowing actually. Yeah. But in Nashville, like I had all these auditions, I had like, I would say probably 30 to 45 pictures of children in this like zip up case. And they were
like real pictures.
Like they're headshots for kids. Yeah. So we could like go back and be like that one, mm-hmm. that one, not that one. And, and so like in Nashville, there's guys like, you know, it's like one of these guys like, well, I'll tell you, you can't get on a flight if you don't have a piece of ID. God, if this guy fucking finds this 45 pictures of unexplained children in my bag, I'm gonna lose it. Like, just, so like, they're just like, you know, there's this guy who's like super nice and just like, you know, checking in the hems of my cuffed jeans and like, you know, like scrolling up my sets. And I'm just like, please don't ask what's in the pouch. Fortunately, nothing got found.
So what are the age of these kids in these headshots?
Most of the kids were like between the ages of 7 and 12, probably.
7 and 12. What kind of headshot does a 7 to 12-year-old have? Do they have like different looks?
No.
Do they smile? Do they make saucy faces? Like how many looks are they getting?
There's a couple different, you sort of see the parents more than you see the kids by what their headshots get chosen. You know, they do like a bunch of different looks. And so sometimes you get like the kids that are kind of like gunning for that first Oscar already, where they're sort of like looking like, you know, like that kind of thing. And then other times they're
we don't
like,
know because this is radio.
Okay, so the Oscar kid's face was kind of pensive and scrunched
like
up.
And
kind of staring
like
into the middle distance with narrowed eyes.
Yeah, exactly. And then like others are just sort of just like incredibly sweet, angelic, like even like over the top
right.
sweet.
Like making a bridge with their fingers and resting their chin.
Yeah, it's literally like
teacup thing.
Yeah. Exactly, uh-huh. exactly. You really get a flavor for like what the parents mm-hmm. want to market their child as.
Are there any over the shoulder kids?
Yeah, no, they exist. Oh boy. They're almost right. universally girls.
Okay.
And then all of those parents go to church. Like a lot. Like
when you're looking at pictures of kids.
Okay, no. That's when not you're, how it works.
So when you're sitting there.
Sitting there in the corner.
In the corner.
In the dark.
And you're really trying to focus. So you do what I'm trying to focus. When I'm trying to focus, I do a lot of pacing. And I actually just like start popping off articles of clothing. That's just a real thing that happens. I'll be like standing over my computer and I'll realize that I'm naked and I've been walking around. I'm like, I'm really focusing on this.
Is this in the edit bay? This is what you're gonna be like, oh yeah, we went down this route. And I was just really happy with it. And I think that's going to stay in the final edit of the show.
Are you suggesting this won't?
I'm strongly suggesting that it won't.
Okay.
Okay, you're naked looking at pictures of children.
Yes, this is something I actually do.
Something you actually do is you start popping on verticals when you're
nervous. I'm very honest on this show.
And you just expose one naked light bulb, which is swinging above you.
No, I just expose my dick, which is swinging below me.
Okay.
Can I get that clean? Because that was good stuff. Yeah, no, that's absolutely something that I do. And I've read that scientifically fidgeting helps concentration. That's a thing.
It's
because
true.
It takes up the parts of your brain that would otherwise wander. And so I just fidget with my entire body because I concentrate so fucking
Tim,
well.
Tim, can you get me a
Did
a
you
beer,
say
please?
Fidget? Fidget?
I'll get a beer. Fidget. I'll just. Can I climb over everybody's microphone and just get a?
That went in my eye.
Nick's
I mean not really.
So when you're concentrating and looking at pictures of kids, when you're in your sweaty corner, popping it off and getting real fucking into it, how do you know when you're finding the one? What pops out at you from that over-the-shoulder gal that's better than all the other gals who are staring at you over their shoulders?
So the cool thing is how wrong you're getting.
What's up?
This job. like it's just a basic, a fundamental misunderstanding of what casting is.
How so?
Mostly you don't do it.
Alone.
And you do it with your clothes on. It's very easy to do. It's actually harder to. I think that, yeah, you may want to actually add some of this.
What's up
to
now? I don't know how much this is usable, but, you know, keep saying it if you want.
I think you're just very wrong about how that job works.
Oh, okay.
Which is okay.
Did you guys ever, when you were growing up, did you ever the dads in your community who would be like, oh, she's going to be a real heartbreaker when she grows up?
Yeah.
It only struck me recently how, like, what you're saying is, like, I'm getting ready to be sexually, like, interested. Even just from afar.
Or even like, when, like...
It's not time yet.
When two someday. Children... Yeah. When two children of separate genders start hanging out, they're gonna get married someday.
Oh, that I find... That's just really? That's just people wanting the continuation of the species.
Wow, that sounded like a real psychopath.
Well, is it... yeah. Wow.
They merely want to make the genes match and produce some zygotes of... I don't have enough basic knowledge of reproductive science.
Those midichlorians are going to go crazy. I was on your side until you were a eugenicist halfway through that.
Absolutely. Do you think that there's like, I think, Nick, I can just like see that there's like a whiteboard at your house that just is like sex with like four question marks on it. And you're just like, we've got to figure out how it works.
And a bunch of pieces of yarn leading to nowhere.
Absolutely.
It's like a picture of a J. Crew model. You're like, I think this fits here.
There's like your mom and your dad. It's like an investigation. It's just yarn to you. You know, there's something here. It fits. There's a missing piece of the puzzle. Yeah, I mean, like, well, what's that? That's that great Onion article, though. That's like girl really transforming into beautiful object. You know, that's just like perfect. Yeah. Well, we had this. My mom actually said that once about, and my sister actually said that about like a little kid who was like a boy who was like a friend of the family, and he's like, you know, he's like a really striking looking kid. He's like got like curly brown hair and like beautiful eyes. And they said this when he was like 7, and it's like, you know, he's like one of those kids that when he's 7, he's like really effeminate and like super, you know, you can tell he's like, it's probably a gay kid. And it's like, which is the, please cut this out, by the way. But like, he was like, you know, and they were just like, Brendy, like there's going to be a time in middle school where like some girl's going to be really into Brendy And then they're going to, like, no one's going to have the heart to, like, you know, Brendy's going to be like, oh, I'm just not interested in dating you. And she'll figure it out and it's going to be good. Like, you know, like, we've always known Brendan.
No, but Brendy. It's,
Brendy, the beautiful little boy.
He was singing the theme song, the, like, from the beauty pageant of Miss Congeniality the entire time. Like, he was really hitting the game what? Hard. Like, he was hitting the game really hard.
Well, this has been Milo's Sweaty Hot Kid Corner talking about beautiful Brendy.
All right.
When we come back from break, we're gonna go to all the other corners in the house.
I really regret doing this show.
All right.
So do I.
Be right back.
Little kids playing in the park downtown. Someone stands watching from the side of the ground.
All right, I know the song.
Let me give you the aux jack.
But I think it's like halfway through the song. I don't remember how far through the song. Great. So you're just going to have to sit through 2 minutes of, I mean, have to, of Alanis Morissette.
That's actually something people do by choice a lot.
We're allowed.
It's like you're trying to razz the fifth inning of a baseball game. It's like, yeah, but you got to sit through an hour and a half of baseball to start off.
There's three things I love. The national anthem, stretching, and traffic on the way home. I got an event for you. The bad thing is there's 9 innings of baseball sandwiched between your three favorite things.
That killed.
Just imagining someone sitting in traffic fucking listening to, like,
their favorite shit.
Yeah, exactly. Super into it. Like, who are you? Oh, fucking love sitting in traffic. I really want to know.
And drumming on the steering wheel.
So tell me, who are you? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Love this.
Goes home, pretends he was having an affair because he doesn't want to admit the truth. Oh, honey, sorry. It was a nightmare. I had to fuck the secretary.
I smell those footlongs.
Exactly. I smell your car on you.
All right, Nick, you've got a corner you'd like to open up for us.
I got a corner. I got a segment.
All right, should I give you a little lead-in?
Yeah.
This is a good one. I can tell. I can see from how fidgety you are. We're going to come back to this segment early and often.
This is Nick Raz's music. Is that a good name for it? No. What's a good name for it?
Okay. Do you guys want to do a segment called Let's Help Name the Segment?
Yes. It's a segment where I pick a song that I've listened to many times and have a problem with.
Razzmatazz.
Love it. Razzmuzzatazz?
No. Could we do anything else?
Nicki and the Flash.
Nicki and the Flash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
Starring Nick Douglas. Flashpoint with Nick Douglas.
That's great.
Razzmatazz, colon,
America's most razzed.
Colon, Flashpoint, starring...
Nick Douglas.
America's most.
That's the end. It just says America's most. Flashpoint.
Yeah. Flashpoint.
Colon.
With Nick Douglas. America's most. Is that right?
Yep.
I think that's good.
Yep.
Parentheses. Yes.
Flash.
All right. That's the music. So you're gonna
strap into your seats because you are entering the Flashpoint. Colon with Nick Douglas. America's most. Parentheses, yes! Now your host, Nick Douglas.
You know what bugs me that I want to razz?
Yeah.
Is this song by Alanis Morissette that I think takes itself a little too seriously. And I know what you're thinking. It's ironic. No.
That's what I was thinking.
No.
No.
We're wrong.
She's Canadian.
It's not about that either.
Oh, okay.
Is it the blowjobs and...
It's not about Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my next question. Yep.
It's
Thank
about
you.
This little song.
This Flashpoint's good.
That'll play from the beginning, but we're just going to cut to the good bit. I don't know where in the song it is, so we just have to listen. And then I'll stop and tell you what you should have been paying attention to.
Do you think she played that harmonica herself?
I know she did.
Who?
Actually, yeah, really, I think this is my favorite Alanis Morissette song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's great. My sweater is
on backwards and inside out. Can you just razz it as you go?
No, I'm going to wait for the moment, and then I'll razz it.
All right.
This isn't the Mystery Science Theater.
Okay, excuse me for thinking that you would provide content for this whole journey. Let's wait for the one thing you have prepared to say.
This is just lost. This is going into the memory hole.
Okay, all right.
Just enjoy the song, Jason.
It's not. This is all staying in. Everyone's going to know how you let... This is your first mistake. We all have one mistake now.
No.
Because you can't deliver content. Now you're singing along. This isn't razzing. You're razzing nothing. You're enjoying.
I'm not going to razz the whole thing.
I'm enjoying.
This is an enjoy point with Nick Douglas, no, America's Most. We don't have any rights for any of this.
That's why you can't run it all.
Oh, he's right. Or he's got you in a quagmire.
Flip it horizontally.
Sure.
It's a YouTube. Never mind.
Oh, nice. Great joke. Is that a razz?
Wait, it might be coming up. Oh. No, it's not this.
Okay, part. Jesus Christ.
We might have to go through the chorus again.
Do you guys want to run another segment while we're waiting? Want to do another round of one-word impressions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you!
So you don't like this
That's
song?
That's honest,
thank you, yeah. Thank you.
Estella!
Estella Lattis Morissette?
Yes!
Oh, wow!
So good.
Theater!
Was that Alanis Morissette?
It was.
Oh, whoa! My God, fantastic. Yeah, was, yeah. Okay.
Pocket.
How did... Oh, was that
Tori Amos.
Well, very close to Tori Amos.
Okay. Alan Rickman.
I love Tori Amos.
I love Nick's Alan Rickman.
I do a good Alan Rickman, but that was not it.
You want to do that now to kill some time before we get to this content?
No, we're about to get there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, okay,
do it.
Hey, you think she plays this harmonica?
I bet she does.
Yeah, I know she does. Hey, top five harmonica players right now, right off the top.
Blues Traveler.
Alanis. Next question.
Oh, we're in the bridge. We already haven't gotten there, huh? Yeah, okay. It's my favorite part of a song is the bridge. And if you don't like it, get over it.
What is the best bridge? That's a later segment we should do.
What?
The best bridge.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I've got an idea. Yeah.
Me
okay,
too.
Okay, great. Here it is. Why are you so petrified of silence?
Here, can you handle this? I don't understand what I didn't. What did she
That's
say?
That's it.
What did she say?
Petrified?
I didn't understand. It was, why is she so petrified about silence?
Let's go back.
Silence.
Oh, we got to go back to the whole song.
Did you actually restart it?
Yeah.
Oh, so, God.
So, guys. Yeah. All right, top bridges. Let's do the bridges.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Top five bridges.
Yeah.
This is a segment called Bridge to Terabithia.
Bridge to Terabithia, because Nick's got beef with this
yeah.
song.
Bridge yes. to Terabithia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over the river qua.
All right. Was that with four question marks?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so what are your favorite bridges in songs, guys?
Oh, in songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any bridges stand out in the Pantheon?
I would definitely say, what is it? It's, oh my God. It's called,
I'm ready.
Damn it.
It's, we're snapping with you. We're helping.
It's hard to think of music when you're listening to other
yeah,
music.
Well,
is.
I would say that, The Bridge in Jungleland by Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Racing in the Street 78 by Bruce Springsteen.
He's got a lot of bridges.
Yeah, he does. And they're all super, super good.
Yeah.
Which is really helpful.
Hey, want another round of one-word impressions?
Yep.
Yeah.
Screen door!
Oh, yeah, that was Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, nice. Oh. What's new?
What's the guy? Pussycat.
Yeah, who's that though?
Tom Jones.
Yes, Tom
Wait,
Jones.
Is the Screen Door Slams the first line from Thunder Road?
Yes, it is.
That's a singables. We do a bit singables if you can guess the song from the first word sung.
It's the Screen it's Door Slams.
One screen Door.
You're doing like that's like old, and you're like singing like old Bruce Springsteen
yeah,
too.
Yeah, classic.
No. I mean like. The age he is now, oh, like where he's just like, you know, just like yelling all the time,
like elderly.
As opposed to like young honey voiced Bruce Springsteen, where it's like,
hey, want
to
hear?
Slam.
Here's my impression of Bruce Springsteen in kindergarten. class, what's two plus two? One, two, one, two, three, four.
Bruce. Absolutely.
He does that a lot, right?
Yeah, I hope that I hope that Clarence Clemens went. Yeah. To kindergarten with him and could just back him up on the saxophone from day one.
You've been practicing real hard? That's what he says in Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You've been practicing real hard on your your saxophone?
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're almost at the bridge now, I think, right? This is the harmonica right before the bridge.
It's so a
here's the bridge, baby. Favorite bridge of all time.
This time I want you to like break the rule of threes.
Okay.
Listen.
Yep.
That'll be the last time we go through the song.
Gonna listen.
Cause I got some real ownage to deliver.
We're here with Flashpoint.
Oh, it's Gimme Love by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, yeah, good tune. Good tune. Solid tune.
Yeah, really good.
All right, we're ready for Flashpoint here. All right. America's greatest.
Why are you so petrified of silence? Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction?
Okay, that silence was not much of that portion of time, though. What portion of time?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, first I need some more info. What is the line after she says, I don't find out what you're saying? And then she says something else that I don't...
I think that was somehow racist against white people.
Canadians?
No, yeah.
All right, so what does she say after that? So, like, her punchline is like, do a fucking something silence? And then she says something else and then gives you silence.
She says, why are you so petrified of silence?
Yep.
Here, can you handle this?
Oh.
2 seconds of silence. What?
In which are you...
Okay. You saying it's not enough?
I'm saying it's very short. I'm saying...
That's your raz?
Songs...
Did you think about...
My buddy is taking off his headphones. He's
Wait,
done.
Nick, in those 2 seconds, did you think about your bills?
No.
Your ex?
No.
Your love life?
Your deadlines.
When you think you're going to die?
Long enough. Yeah, it's deadlines.
Maybe your brain just slower than everybody else.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah,
play
I got
again.
A lot of thinking done in that space.
Yeah.
All right, take it from the top. I want to appreciate it this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're right.
This time I'll know. Like, in the arc of it, now that I know what to be listening for, right. I'll see if it's too much.
Wait, Milo, give us an intro.
Hope you're not happy, America, because neither is Nick Douglas. This is Flashpoint, with Nick Douglas, America's most, parentheses, yes.
American pie, but cake is better.
Is Dave Coulier a Canadian as well?
Oh, totally.
I mean, it sounds
like... 100%. He wears hockey jerseys all the time. Hey, did you guys... Oh, yes! This is embedded in music, so we can't cut it. You guys want to talk about Fuller House? Does anyone watch Fuller House?
Yeah, no. Oh, and that's a good way to bring us back to Carly Rae, too.
Yeah. 100%. If I'm being honest, that's 100% good.
Oh, man.
Carly Rae
boy.
banged out a fantastic theme song
An
for Fuller House.
Outstanding theme.
What a fucking national treasure she is.
For Canada. She's also Canadian.
Oh, my God. That's the connection
That's
there.
Fucking crazy.
I bet you know David Coulier knows her.
God, his life is great.
I bet that he has gone down on her in a theater.
On Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Wouldn't you? National treasure.
I mean, if
which
I was dating
one,
her, that'd be great.
Which one's the national treasure?
Carly Rae. Carly Rae's
she's just awesome. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's fantastic. Big. We could not be bigger fans here.
Hey, it's that time.
Oh, here we go.
You think about your bills?
Yes. No, yes. I didn't, Alanis, because I didn't have time. You burnt! You owned!
I think the reason that works is because you can...
Razz!
Oh, alright, it's arousing. But I think we
stepped all over Nick's delivery. We should do it one more time.
Bamboozle!
Yeah, do you want a clean take of all your razzing?
Looks like someone who was a mighty high and has been brought...
Hello.
I would love to get all of this clean.
How the idols have been shattered.
I love it. You really brought that home. Why don't you pull up another song and razz the hell out of it, buddy? You really knocked that one out of the park.
The people are craving more.
Yep. This is. I'm looking at the tweets now. Number one segment of the year so far. People want more razzmatazzing.
Number one OTY?
America's most.
They're craving more America's most.
What else you got a razz, buddy? We got a hit on our hands.
Oh, Alanis Morissette, did you like that? You've been razzed by America's only holds no barred, no holds barred, shock jocking DJ Nick Douglas.
Uppity, 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 I can't believe he went there.
Oh, believe it, America. And believe it, you too, Alanis Morissette.
Corporate pigs.
Actually, wait. So actually, yeah. I have a good I have a game I think is good.
Oh, okay.
In terms of like, right. So I think that one of the like maybe my best skill set.
Oh, cool.
Is like a fake radio DJ, like a fake shock jock. Like I couldn't do it for real. Yeah. But like if I was like as a character, like I could really nail that. Okay. Like I love that.
You wanna like
what are some good? But like what are careers that don't exist that you could knock out of the park?
Okay, but shock jock does exist.
No, but fake shock jock. No one's like, oh, please be a fake shock jock, because I could really nail that.
Okay.
Because I couldn't be Howard Stern, but I could play a Howard Stern-ish character.
Right. That exists. I'm not sure what you mean by things that don't exist.
No, I mean
you're
like...
saying what someone, there's can no, we be no that one's, we can't do their job?
Right. Well, no, like I'm saying it's like there is no...
I'm a carpenter. I make woods with my hands. No, I can't do that. I can play that character. That's all,
carpenters
well.
Don't make wood.
Oh, hey, I lay a rug. I'm real good at it.
This is a compelling character. You're a rug guy?
I'm a rug layer.
But Tim, can you actually lay rugs? I'm good at it.
No. I'm just pretending.
Wow, that's weird. You're like my friend Milo.
I feel like I've been misunderstood.
Okay. You want to take it from the top?
Okay, so you know how there are shock jocks.
Can you play Alanis Morissette?
Right, okay.
Play a different song.
I had another song queued, like, just now. It was all ready.
Okay.
Are you just going to razz another Alanis Morissette song? Like, not another artist?
And Milo, I really want to hear your thing about the shock jocks or whatever it is you're about to say.
You're not acting like that.
We just got to be razzing something while you're doing it. This show is running on razz fuel right now, and we're running low.
Is this fun?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm into this.
This feels like a downer. Is this fun? The period?
This isn't a downer. This is part of the, like, we're gonna die while we're young kind of theme of song.
This is fun for the period.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you should just chime in when you're ready to razz. Milo, we're going over to you with this sweet commentary on faux shock jock.
Okay, well, that's the thing is, I think I would be a very good faux shock jock.
Right.
But no one would ever, there's no market that could ever exist. Like, you know, like how Nick Kroll is the douche on fucking...
Oh, here's the time.
Right.
The bar closes and you feel like falling down. Oh, wait. We got the silence a little too late, so I have to
Okay,
all
right. Take it from the top.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so you know how Nick Kroll is the douchebag?
Is the douche. I was... Like, that's like an amazing... Like, if that was... If there was like a... If you could actually, like, pick up $60,000 a year being a fake shock jock. Like, being the douche... But not actually having a radio show, just like being a public character.
Like just doing shock jock like 60 seconds at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Or,
I just don't see how you couldn't just do that and be a shock jock. Like what's the difference?
Well, yeah, we talked together.
We talked a lot earlier tonight about how you've got like, you have like a serious ability to, you know, take that dream and make it a reality.
Right. Okay. I'm trying to take your dream and make it a reality.
Right now. Okay, here's the bit.
The bar closes. This is where we stopped last time.
Well, you just talked over part of the. Sorry. You just talked over part of it. So I want to start again.
Are we actually.
Okay, sorry. I guess we missed
it. Wait, what should we get? What do you think he's looking for?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to make your dream a reality there, Milo. Like, why? If you're good at being a fake shock jock, you should just be a fake shock jock.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that no one will pay you money to be a fake radio personality.
I will give you time to do so right now after this break.
Oh, cool.
And time is money. We can come right back in on your fake shock jock. You run the show. We'll be your co-hosts and guests. When we come back in, entirely your platform. I'm going to give you this
space.
You
mean that?
Yes, I mean that 100%.
You're serious?
Yes. Time is money. I'm giving you time.
Okay.
Fantastic. As soon as Nick gets this razzin' done, we'll come back in. Take a break. We'll come back in. Fresh content. Your show. Take us home.
Okay.
Okay, here.
So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Tonight. What kind of sentence structure is, so if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down? That's not how sentences work.
No, that's a sentence.
That's You're not married. A thing. Seriously? Seriously?
He's heating up!
You did an if, and then you did an and. Looks like you have an and there that doesn't belong.
You've been razzed.
From the top 40 to the bottom 69.
Oh, no.
Oh.
He's razzing so hard.
Someone was on top of the world, and now they're at the bottom of the sea. Cue the Under the Sea music and, like, the whole song. Just, like, the whole. Exactly. Looks like someone was at the top of the pyramid, and now They're just one of the Jewish slaves in Exodus, okay. Not historical.
Wow. All right, we're going to a break.
There's no archaeological evidence.
We come back in, it's going to be a brand new radio show from Fake Shock Jock Extraordinaire, Milo the... What's your thing?
What's my thing?
Yeah, well, you need a name.
Yeah, what's your name
now? Yeah, what's your Shock Jock name?
Big Bear! All right, we'll be right back with Big Bear.
Did I make myself sound weird there?
Yeah, that was great. You're going to kiss her?
All right! What is going on? Greater Stockton, California. How we doing out there? Traffic, drive time, commute killing you? Me too. You are rolling with the Big Bear today. Here with you from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Taking you through the middle of the day. Sitting here with Robin Frog over here.
Hey, what's up, Big Bear? There's a lot of stuff in the news we gotta get to today. You're gonna get riled up about it.
And of course we got Jerk Off and the Wheeze over here.
Hey, it's me, Jerk Off, here to make all your sound effects needs come true.
You're
the weirdest.
Guys, don't make fun of me today.
Alright, the Wheeze is already getting pretty angry over
here.
Sucks his pit stains are already really rolling.
Yeah. Alright, Wheezy wants to get left alone again. Maybe he shouldn't have left alone his pits with the pit stop.
Alright, Robin. Alright, Robin.
But he's smelly.
Alright, Robin.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
All right. Taking callers.
Bling, bling.
Oh, that's our phone.
Bling, bling.
Picking it up. Hello, you're on Big Bear's Drive Time Pound Town.
Hey, yeah, this is Steve McQueens.
Your name is Steve McQueens? Your last name is Queens? Well, McQueens?
I'm so honored to be on the Bear Time with you. You're already giving me a hard time. This is my dream come true.
All right, you're talking to the bear. I wouldn't be a bear if I took it easy.
You're the best, buddy. So I got this fetish. You're going to like it, though.
Bet I will.
Yeah, so
this Big Bear's freak.
Yeah, you're my favorite, pal. So I like to go out real late at night. And wait, what's happening?
It's just people cheering? Showing their approval here.
Okay, nice. Nice, thank you.
Jerkoff's really taking some liberties here. Show you some support.
You know me. High voltage, baby.
you're the best Jerkoff. Jerky, 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 jerky.
All right, McQueens, let's keep it rolling here. What's going on?
So I like to go out late at night and go to the Whole Foods. Like, right, you know,
great store. Love that.
Yep. I like to go to, like, the wimpiest looking hipstery douchebags in there, you know, the ones with, like, the cuffs and the whole hair and the things, you know, the douchebags and the...
Yeah, say no more. Yeah.
And so I like to lock them right in their eyes, and I stuff a whole granola bar right on my butthole. So I guess my only question is, how fucking cool is that?
It's outrageous. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Right. Just wanted to get some props from the source. Love you all. All
right. Love you too, man. Just keep on doing your thing.
All right. Jerky, jerky.
Yeah, jerky, jerky, buddy.
Jerkoff, what do you think about that?
I think that guy straight messed up.
Shoving a granola bar.
Of his ding dong hole. That's where the ding dongs go.
Yeah, took the oat bar to Brown Town right there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Fucking insane.
I don't know about that. Get in line.
All right. Next up, we got a rock block of Def Leppard, all from the two-armed era.
My favorite era. Ah. What was that sound?
What was that sound effect, Jerko?
Oh, that was on my soundboard. It's a disgust woman.
Oh.
Let's hear that again. Ah.
What is that?
Oh, it's disgust in parentheses woman.
What does disgust man sound like?
Well, I don't have it. I don't have that. Wait, I have goblin. Let's see what that sounds like.
Disgust goblin or just goblin?
Just goblin. Let's hear it.
That's good.
That's
actually,
good.
That's really that's good.
Really goblin.
That's really,
really
good.
Goblin. Here's disgust woman again. Ah.
Holy shit.
Sing,
listening to those voices as chickens.
Well, okay, so you missed the part that, like...
No. Oh, my God,
no, I was making a point about the chickens.
We got to start over.
The background vocals were, like,
over.
Chickens.
Yeah, they were.
I liked that.
They were like...
I was yes-ending Milo's thing.
Oh, that actually does work.
Right? It does work.
It's nice, isn't it?
I guess you...
Okay. All right, take it from the top, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, really fun. Like, Cool and the Gang works super well with it.
Cool and the Gang works well with it.
Earth, Wind, and Fire does.
When they did,
Who, Cool and the Gang?
When the Muppets.
Okay. Why didn't we need to be a
small
Muppet
show?
Oh, it's because the high voice stuff. So that's why it's small Muppet.
And I just think the energy a little bit.
Yeah. Well, like you need a lot of...
Big energy?
Can you reckon...
It's a puppet that can go... And will, like, wave away in a,
exactly.
in a body never
And, like, because, like, the big Muppets, like, Sweetums and Big Bird are, like... Sweetums is a crazy... comedic
crazy.
Weapons.
Yeah.
Sweetums is
absolutely
so impressive,
funny.
But it's a tuba. You have to bring that in sometimes.
Yeah.
Sweetums is a sometimes food.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the chickens are pretty good. Oh, or the rats in Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
They carry a lot of water for those movies.
They really do. Absolutely.
Like, literally.
But Sweetums, I mean, Sweetums has the, like, are you kidding? I love you guys. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, like, Tim Curry is in that movie, too, which is, like,
That's true.
The human co-stars for that are,
Let's do all of the orchestra as Muppets. Sweetums. So Sweetums is the tuba.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah. Monster is the percussion.
Who's
probably
the monster?
Animal.
Animal, rather.
Y'all
know what I was talking about.
Oh, obviously percussion.
Yeah.
Kermit?
Is it banjo? No, this doesn't work. No, this got to be orchestral.
Banjo.
Gotta be orchestral.
Kermit isn't the banjo. Kermit's like a clarinet.
He's totally a clarinet. Yeah. He's a reed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100% a reed instrument. The string section is the rats.
Yeah.
Rats and like chickens, they're all different parts of the string section. Rats are like violins, chickens are violas. Okay. Like, what other big ensemble?
What's Fonzie? What's Fozzie versus Gonzo?
Oh, man.
Which combined are Fonzie.
Gonzo's like a trombone.
Gonzo's got to be like a trombone. And Fozzie is like... Fozzie's my favorite.
Is he a sax?
Fozzie's like, maybe a sax.
Oh, he plays the sax, does he not?
Oh.
Or does Ernie play the sax?
Ernie plays the sax.
But Ernie is the Fozzie of Sesame Street.
That's true.
Holy shit, disgust.
That's a really good...
Because he tells jokes and goes...
Questions for your book group.
Whereas Fozzie Bear tells a joke and he says, waka waka.
Rolf the dog is the pianist.
Rolf is great.
Yeah, that's a
like Rolf is maybe one of the Rolf is like one of the Muppets that you know he's boyfriend material.
Yeah, he's earned it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's totally
like Rolf, he's like grounded.
Schroeder. Yeah.
He's a better Schroeder.
Yeah.
He is a better Schroeder.
Because he's also a dog.
He's Tom Waits.
And Schroeder's a little humorless.
Yeah.
Like,
he's way too into
Schroeder's
his own
like,
shit for like
yeah.
being able to play entry level Beethoven.
Yeah, like we've all met a guy
who listens to Beethoven
Schroeder.
Once.
Yes.
Picture of Schroeder. Yeah.
100%.
And like you've met a Schroeder who's like a little bit like he's like the person like your friend dates who's like a little bit too into art and he's kind of actually like a dick and she doesn't see that like
who knows
she just,
how to
like,
play all Ben Folds songs
right.
in college
but like that's like his purview and then you meet him and he's kind of like a weird guy like because he's just not comfortable with anything outside of his control
right
and then like they break up and you know exactly why like,
and if,
cause
and
he's
if
been
you,
a dick this entire
if you
time
you meet someone's like, boyfriend who's a Rolf. He never tells you he plays piano.
Ever.
Until like one day someone else mentions it and he's like, oh yeah, dog, I do whatever. And, like,
then,
and then you
okay,
bundle on every album.
Yeah,
here's the
absolutely. Yeah.
Way through the mob, too late to hear him say. That he got all he wanted, a crowd to watch him bear the pain. He'd been keeping it.
So what is that? If she made her way through the mob too late to hear him say something, then why'd the crowd have to watch him? How do you even get through the crowd too late to hear him say something? He could just say it again. Oh, you didn't make it through the crowd the first time I said it? You didn't make it through the mob, I guess. Through the mob the first time I said it? I'll say it again. And then he says it again.
Can you help me
problem
with some context?
Solved.
What is he saying?
So
she
what?
Says, who is she?
So I guess she made her way through the mob too late to hear him say.
Yeah, but what was he saying?
That he'd gotten all he'd wanted. The
oh,
crowd.
So you said it once, and the crowd loved that shit.
No,
I was like, he got all he wanted.
No, because the crowd had to watch him bear the pain.
Why do they have to?
Yeah,
is he a performer?
I don't know. We're not told.
It doesn't happen early.
You just got a raspberry.
Baby!
The weather today is cloudy with a 100% chance of razzing storms.
Laser accuracy.
10,000 points.
Oh, God. Hey, did you guys all get that text from the government that just said Ben Folds quit music forever?
Ben
got
Folds.
This text from 911 that says, Ben Folds is out. Nick Douglas is in.
The rest store called. You got them. Welcome, Raztown. Wow. Population, Ben Folds.
Such a long walk around the bases.
Hey, it's a Raz.
Hey, I'm Ben Folds and I'm calling my mom.
Hey,
yeah,
Mom.
Yeah, Raztown is awesome.
What?
Except it seems like only really famous people here who sometimes have some ambiguity in their lyrics.
Is this how you start our conversation?
Yeah, I'm having a great time living in Raztown.
I didn't just say hello. How are you doing? How am I
doing, maybe? Why don't you ask?
I'm good, Mom.
Jesus Christ, Ben. You call me once a month.
Jesus Christ is here
me.
For some inconsistencies that he wrote in the Bible.
No, I get it. You're a songwriter.
Oh, thanks for recognizing that. Anyway, Alanis Morissette is my neighbor, I guess.
Oh, really?
It feels like, everyone in town has this weird thing.
She still
thing
does music after she got razzed?
That's the thing. I just quit music and I moved to Raztown. And I feel like everyone else here is a washed up musician or someone who wrote some words down that didn't make 100%
hey
sense.
Hey there, Ben Folds.
Oh, man, it's Dr. John.
It's Dr. John Tom Waits. Yes, exactly.
Who's that?
It's Tom Waits.
Who's in the background, honey?
Wait, is that Dr. Teeth? Do I hear Dr. Teeth from the Electric Mayhem?
There's a lot of people walking through my house. Just willy-nilly.
Man, you always call me when you're at a party. Are you drunk? Why don't you just call me when you're sober and you want to talk?
No, I'm just high on Raz.
Is that Benny on the phone?
Yeah, honey, it's Ben. He doesn't want to talk. He's just drunk on Raz or something.
Oh, what? This kid's on Raz? I told him never pick up that piano.
Cool, I'm going to talk to Tom Waits. Who's waiting really patiently.
You didn't even know my name.
All right, I love you.
I got sent here for not knowing what was in someone's barn. I just seemed too credulous and didn't provide any answers. So I got razzed.
Razzing is the hardest thing that's ever happened to me.
It certainly was hard getting owned by that Nick Douglas.
I couldn't believe I made it on Flashpoint : with Nick Douglas. America's most parentheses, yes.
Hey, look, it's for some reason.
Is that the entire band Fun?
Yes, it's them.
Tonight, we got rest. Whoa. It was the worst.
And JFK has joined them and has become their front man.
What did JFK get razzed for?
He was talking in Berlin, and a thing he said could possibly, to someone who doesn't speak German, be misinterpreted to say, I'm a jelly donut, but definitely wasn't actually a real mistake that he made.
Hey, Tom Waits, you've been around for a while. You're older than Nick Douglas. What did people do when they got razzed before Nick Douglas was around?
They just lived on their lives and had successful
even though they
careers.
Deserved to die, even though they deserved to get razzed?
It was an unjust world.
Well, isn't that ironic? Don't you think?
Oh, it's hard to watch her do this to herself.
Ironic.
Ernie from Sesame Street. Sorry.
Yeah. See, once, Nick realized that you could hold a duck while playing a saxophone. I wasn't even the one who claimed that you couldn't. I was the one who held you could. But mistakes were made.
Ernie, I'm gonna go feed my pigeons.
Gee, Bert, how'd you end up here?
I went to hell just like you did when you died.
Wait, what?
Oh, this is... Wait, where do you think we are?
I'm in Raztown with all my friends.
Oh, no.
The generally good musicians.
No, this isn't Raztown. This is hell.
As the walls start to melt.
You're giving stage directions?
Matt Besser does it.
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to his show.
Raz.
You really should.
Raz! Oh, Matt Besser. One of the UCB.
Off the coast and I'm headed nowhere.
be back. We got like 15 minutes.
Sweaty kitty corner.
We got 15 minutes. Any last shots we want to get in? You want to do some plugs, Milo? A little too early for that? A little too late?
Yeah, I am currently unemployed.
You want to plug that?
Yeah, so I'd love to plug. I'd love to plug. If you thought what you heard tonight was unbearable and you would never like to hang out with it in a professional setting, I cannot recommend highly enough not hiring me. But if you were like, let's let the kid work on his stuff a little bit. If you're like an old like baseball scout and like want to do take that approach to my life, that'd be great.
Thanks for coming by. Nick, do you have anything to plug? We never ask you guys.
I'd like to plug Comedy Ball. It's the story of a comedy scout who decided that – I haven't watched the plot. I haven't watched Moneyball. I haven't really read the plot summary or anything. But it's that mapped onto comedy and, you know, stats, sabermetrics.
I just – speaking of sabermetrics,
yeah.
What is our, like, average amount of time that you've wasted per bit tonight? Like, with sabermetrics bit-wise, like, what is, like, in terms of the best joke – tonight has just been you having to rewind every song that you want us to listen to is like a Shaggy Dog story. Like, you just get to the Raz and none of the Razzes are that intense.
That's most of how my planned ideas work out.
That is so funny.
Here. Tim, you have anything to plug?
Yeah, my movie Old Hackers. It's a movie about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and their old men, and they're hacking into the, what is the?
It's called the mainframe.
The mainframe. Thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to plug Let's Get Into It, the comedy podcast you're currently listening to.
Where can people download that?
Okay. You guys have iTunes?
No.
Are you waiting for
I don't have
the
iTunes.
Audience no. to like talk back to you?
No.
You'll be waiting.
If you got iTunes.
Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, and when you're going to die?
Jagged Little Pill easily won this episode. Like, Jagged Little Pill worked out like a charm tonight.
Clear
like,
winner. Next time
we're just
hey, you guys
want to
play... Okay, fine. I'm not going to plug anything. You guys want to play the fucking Alanis Morissette one more time? Give it a Raz for the road.
One for the road.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find a new Raz.
The dreams of two people don't amount to a hill of Raz in this world.
my studio is literally falling apart.
It can't take any more of this garbage.
And the aux jack.
Big Bear, you want to give Nikki his little intro?
Ooh, yeah. Sing choirs of angels. Because right now America's preeminent Razologist is taking the blessed aux jack. And you're gonna witness some science. The jerk off is here. He's playing some chicken sound effects for you.
Bye. Guys, I thought this was a pretty good show. I think we all did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Right? There's still time totally to blow. Great. There's still time to blow it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel good about this one. Like, we're B+.
That's the highest grade they give out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
No, I think it goes higher.
Pitchfork C.
I've never seen
that's nice.
Did you say twerk C?
A pitchfork C.
Oh, a pitchfork
yeah,
C.
Yeah, they're notoriously stingy with their grades, is what we're saying. But they go by numbers, not letters.
They go by numbers. I actually would want to go for like a pitchfork, like somewhere in like the 6.7 to 7.6.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's because like, they don't know. Like,
this is a fresh.
This is the part.
Fresh Raz.
No, yeah, this is the part that we're. Oh
seasonal.
Shit! No, in telling you not to talk over it, I talked over it.
So okay, we'll take it from
the
top.
It wouldn't be this show if we were listening to it for the first.
But you're
time.
Totally right about that band of pitchfork reviews. Like the overly high ones is just like some like PR person sucked their dick to say it's good. The overly low ones are actually bad. But that fucking middle ground is like they don't know what to do. It's good, but they haven't been told to say anything about it.
Right, exactly.
This is a bullshit 100%. Analysis. There's not PR isn't what drives an overly high pitchfork review.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's saying I will be the first to. It's everyone. I bet they get too many high reviews because everyone wants to be the one guy
See,
who gave the high review.
You're doing like cultural commentary right now. We're doing actual commentary about the industry. Cultural commentary is they're a bunch of hipsters and hipsters want to be first. I'm giving you the
Here's
hot
the part
juice.
We need to listen to.
Ah, yeah. We definitely ruined the show.
Head over feet is how people normally are. You don't fall head over feet.
Dude, well, there's a thing called head over heels.
It's also
the same
wrong,
thing applies.
And she's wrong to use it.
Well, wait.
if you pick up, if you take a phrase that was bad and you popularize it, that's still your bad.
Even if you change, no, it's
you've been razzed. Oh, forgive me, Father, for I have razzed.
Okay.
Wow, I would love to say thanks for having me on, but I didn't get anything.
Just a razzful of sugar makes the razz.
Jesus.
All right, knock, knock.
Okay.
Who's there?
Razz.
Razz who?
Razz who?
Razz.
Really? Can you bring that one home?
Jesus Christ.
That welcome
was like, that
to Jurassic Park. Raz, 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 raz.
Next year.
I can't kill the show because it's Rasputin.
Ooh. Well, next year we shall all meet in Jerusalem.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right, I'll see you next time.